KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, the new fronts have been getting underway. This is a thing in New York where online programmers are pitching online shows to advertisers. You know, it seems that everybody and their cousin either has one or is developing one or is on one. And you and I, John, we're the last two in the world that don't seem to exist in this space. But so far, other than Netflix and, you know, to some degree, maybe Amazon and Hulu Plus, it feels like a lot of this online programming is more idea than reality.
Yeah, more talk than actual programs or shows. It's interesting why the companies are focused on it, and the numbers are potentially huge. Last year, digital ad revenue was $2.8 billion with a B. That is a fraction of what advertisers spend on broadcast and cable, which is closer to $75 billion. But separate from what people stream on their computers, average American watches one hour of online streaming every day. So it's a huge potential market. So that's why you're seeing everybody from Yahoo to AOL to Microsoft's Xbox, the New York Times, Condé Nast, even the satirical news site The Onion are making presentations of shows that they hope to develop. Although, as you said, there's not a lot to show so far.
Yeah, like Nancy Tellem, who is running the Microsoft effort, the Xbox effort. You know, they've been talking for quite a while now about something based on the game Halo, which was to be produced by Steven Spielberg. But so far, you know, they're promising it for later in the year, but they have nothing to show. I mean, at the broadcast up fronts, you see clips. And you know, I remember a few years ago, they showed an entire episode of Modern Family. So far, not a glimpse of this thing.
No, and obviously the benefit of online, in theory, is that you're more nimble, you're not tied down by bureaucracy, you're able to move a little bit faster. And even some of the announcements Microsoft made to me felt like a day late and a dollar short. They're going to do a day of programming from the Bonnaroo Festival, whereas Yahoo said they're going to do a streaming concert every day with Live Nation. That feels like it's a little bit more contemporary. The real issue, though, is even if these shows come on the air, it's going to be very hard for talent, the people who are making the shows, to figure out what they're worth and what the talent should be paid for them.
Yeah, when you look at things that are very widely perceived as major hits, including, you know, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black. I mean, Jenji Cohen, who created Orange is the New Black, recently said at a panel, "I'm a hit, I think." And that's because these programmers, Netflix, they won't provide data, you know, even to the representatives of some of these people, on which to base a negotiation. So if you're a hit, or if you think you're a hit, it feels like you're a hit, you don't quite know what is the metric. What do you ask for? What are you entitled to get?
Yeah, it reminds me of, in some ways, of a baseball player who's up for salary arbitration. He comes into his negotiation and he's not able to talk about his batting average or his fielding percentage. So for Hollywood talent to not know what the numbers are, in TV, you know what the Nielsen's are, movies, you know what the box office is. With Netflix and some other similar systems, you don't know what the audience is. And I think it's going to create a real problem where talent isn't going to know what they're worth. And Netflix right now isn't telling them.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. He joins me Mondays at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.